Talking now with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. And Ben, as we talk about these cattle markets this week, Oklahoma National Stockyards had a good sale. I mean, higher prices, looks like, on what, calves and yearlings.
It was, Ron. We had a, you know, we had 6,500 compared to about 7,200 a year ago. And deal was quite a bit stronger. You know, we caught the end of the week, that rally. And
tell me, you know, give me a little bit of a feel of what is actually going on, you think, here at the start of the week.
You know, I don't know. I mean, we caught that rally then last week after Monday. It was kind of better all week. And you know, they were talking about the fats being, you know, buying $4 less, but they wound up getting kind of 180, 181 in Texas and Kansas. So I don't know if it's just a little bit tighter than what they're expecting and they're getting some of this sold. You know, there's the feedlot guys still ain't liking what they're having to give for them, but it just seems like the market's holding in there. Especially after you get all these cattle placed up north and kind of see where we're at. We'll see how the on-feed report is on this Friday.
I guess what a lot of us are hoping that we're kind of past the seasonal decline and stuff, kind of maybe bounced off the bottom.
Yeah, hoping that it's moved through, you know, because they're still importing a tremendous amount of meat and, you know, cattle. But Mexico's having a bad drought also. So, you know, some of that might be limiting. Some, you know, depends on who you talk to. Some people think this deal's really going to run away because the numbers are just going to be tight, kind of more in the feedlot deal and the feeder deal. I guess just kind of wait and see on it. It kind of acts like, to me, it's put a top in it and we just can't break through that ceiling on these feeders. We can get right up to it and then we kind of fall back and then build back to it. So be interesting to see. You know, we're seeing a lot of pressure on these unweaned calves and bulls, which this time of year, you know, you start seeing this temperature swing 20, 30 degrees. But when you look at it, I mean, even those soft calves are still dollaring out a lot of money.
I guess particularly for these guys that put the extra work in, have got some value added credentials on these cattle, they get a pretty good payday, don't they?
There's definitely a spread in it right now. And I think we could really see it if we just, if they just give us a chance of rain out there. You know, right now for the next 10 days, don't have much in North Texas and Southern Oklahoma. And that bumps us right up to the 1st of October. And there's a lot of people running, but boy, if we could get some rain, I think it would really make those weaned ones take off. And the unweaned ones would too, but I think them weaned ones sure would for the time of year we're in.
Right. So what about both Comanche and Woodward here the rest of the week?
It had a good deal. Had about 550 cows today in Woodward. Peyton's going to have a pretty good run tomorrow at Comanche and should have another good run. We had about 2,600 right at in Woodward last Thursday. And have another good run. I hadn't talked to Seth this week about it, but I bet they'll have a pretty decent run up there.
Somebody wants to talk to you about these markets. How do they get a hold of you?
On my cell phone, Ron, we'd love to visit with them, 940-631-2333.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com. There you can learn more about the commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, the Comanche market, as well as the Woodward market. Great opportunities for you to market your cattle with Ben Hale and family. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.